Guardians still in the hunt, man. Be the top seed in the American League. Isn't
that cool?
Just a couple games left. It's been an amazing story. We're going to talk more about it coming up in a little bit. We're hoping that Deshaun Watson speaks a little bit later. If he does, you'll be able to hear that, just like you heard Kevin Stefanski right here on 92.3 The Fan. Of course, we always have his press conferences a little bit earlier in the show. We talked to Chris Rose. We talked to Andrew Siciliano. Both of those interviews are available on the Odyssey app, the Baskin and Phelps podcast. We love having you on board for that. A lot of things said, not a lot of clarity, though, when it comes to what we just heard from Kevin Stefanski. I'll start with this point, Jeff, that, you know, Kevin, I asked that question about analytics because we could sit here and we could argue till we're blue in the face about why didn't they run the ball more last week? And the question came back up about analytics and how to do that. And I thought it was I don't know if Kevin's trying to protect the analytics department or if he's trying to protect someone because he does a fantastic job. Like, you know, Chris Rose said, he's never, ever, ever going to throw anyone under the bus. But he talked about it being a gut feeling. And I don't know that he said that many times on, you know, what they're deciding to do and how they're trying to run a play. And I don't know whose gut feeling it is. Is it, you know, Ken Dorsey's maybe a little bit? Is it Kevin Stefanski's? Is it Deshaun Watson's after he says hike? So at least he gave me a little bit there that make me think, okay, this may not be, we are going to look at a menu and we are not leaving that menu no matter what, even if I think we probably should be running the ball here.
I just think they have to, they've got to have a feel for it. And if it's not working, I mean, throwing the ball wasn't working the other day. So historically, they've run the ball well. Maybe with a new offensive coordinator, it's not the same type of thing. All I know, Andy, is I listened to Kevin speak there for 15 minutes, and my whole thought was, well, based on everything you said, I can't wait till Friday. And I say that because, okay, everything seemed to be, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And I don't know that he's in a position to say anything else. I mean, with all the injuries and all, of course you'll see. And does that mean, you know, what's that mean for running the ball? Well, we'll see. I get it. But, man, it's a tough place to be in right now after three games.
There was a little bit more said about DeJuan Jones today and his knee affecting the way he's playing. He's really, really struggled last game. He struggled. He watched guys go by him left and right. And how much of that is the injury? I think that's quite a fair question.
Anybody who's had any kind of a knee injury, anybody, so when they say you're good to go, does it still feel like it used to before you got hurt? I don't think so. You know,
I know you get into that lockup feeling
and,
too, and where your knee's locking up and you just can't. Your mind is saying, "Hey, I got to pivot. I've got to plant. I've got to do this. I've got to be able to move side to side." And your mind is right, but I don't know that it's always firing on all cylinders to the synapses into your knee.
And this gets back to what
does your knee have synapses?
I don't know.
Your brain doesn't.
It's what we've talked about for some time, which is this. Okay, you had a knee injury. You had a fill-in-the-blank injury. And you come back. Doesn't necessarily mean you're like 110% again.
No.
It means, okay, I can play with this knee. I'm good to go. I'm safe to go on the football field. Doesn't mean you're going to move the same. And, you know, Jack Conklin hasn't been back yet. Jed Wills was, and I don't know that people were thrilled with what they saw.
Sounds like Jack was going to be back.
It sounds
weekend.
Like it, and then he had...
It was going to be
back. Yeah, but what happens? He had a hamstring. You don't think that was related to his knee? It's all tied together, isn't it?
I don't know. They didn't say which leg it was. I mean, what if it was the other leg?
Even if it was a different leg, I mean...
Is it overcompensation?
Exactly. Yeah. And DeJuan is... You know, DeJuan's 6'8", 370.
He's a big boy.
You don't think it's going to take a little while to get that knee back to 100%? You know, I mean, think of it this way. Hey, your knee might be messed up. I think your knee's doing a fine job supporting a 6'8", 370-pound guy. God bless that knee. It's got its work cut out for it, just getting out of bed in the morning.
It's got its own zip code. The other thing no one talks about, because they don't want to hear the excuse and they don't want to give anything any time because there's no patience for anything, that you do have a new running back coach. You do have a new offensive coordinator, for whatever that's worth, because Kevin's still calling the plays. So I don't know how much, you know, we can sit here and say, well, this is this Ken Dorsey offense. Is it? I mean, if Kevin's calling the plays, you know, Ken could put 100 new pages into the playbook offensively or take 100 pages out. at the end of the day, Kevin is the one that's saying we're running Red Right 88, right? We're running
that one didn't
white,
work.
I know.
We're call something else.
I know it was the first play I thought of. Sorry. We're running white 25 right. Okay. So I look at it. I do think there needs to be some patience there too. Who knows? Coordinators sometimes just last for a year, depending on where they are. Hopefully,
what are you saying?
A year. Well, I'm saying I hope they last for a year because your team had so much success that someone wants to look at them as a head coach somewhere else. Or there's the other side of the coin where you've had failure and you didn't live up to the expectations of the season. Or there's the other side of the coin, which is now has three sides, which is a very unique coin in itself.
It's an odd coin.
Yes, it is. But the other one is to protect the head coach. Let's look.
I mean, put that in that little change purse.
I don't know. Do you carry around a change purse?
No.
I just want to make sure. The other part of it is that you're trying to protect your head coach. You're like, well, you know, we'll give the head coach another year and we'll fire the defensive coordinator. Nah, let's fire the offensive coordinator. Nah, let's fire the special teams coach. I mean, Kevin doesn't have any more guys that he can come in and say, I need to fire. All three of these guys are new over the last, what, 2 years? So, or three? Two, three? Two
One.
Years. What?
One. Running back.
Oh, no, I'm talking about special teams, defense coordinator, and offense coordinator.
So, yeah, that's true.
I mean, all these things are kind of sitting out there, and I think we're all kind of wondering, why didn't they run the ball more? I have more to talk about with what Kevin said. I just want to take a quick phone call. Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate.
Hello, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. All right, so last week I called in and said, hey, you know, the Giants are probably going to have a chance to beat us if these four things occur, and these four things occurred. Watson was an average at best quarterback. We were going to continue to have penalties, in which case we actually substituted penalties by not penalizing much, but that led to more sacks. We gave up some big plays on D, but here's number four, and I said this is going to be the key. And Phelpsy, I think you're finally, it's like the Emperor in Star Wars saying to Luke, I can feel your anger. I think you finally now get it, what I've been saying for years. Coach of the year does not know how to run the ball. He doesn't know. The run game is always a supplement to the passing game. He actually doesn't know how to run the ball to win a game. Remember when Belichick came in here in a snowstorm and ran it, passed it three times and ran it the rest of the game, and we still had the same over 50% pass, less than 50% run? That's why we can't win these games. You've got an offensive line that can't move laterally because of all their busted up body parts, but they can move forward. You've got a quarterback that scrambles so much that he either gets sacked or the guys commit penalties to get him, keep him from getting sacked. And the solution to all of this, go forward 80% of the time. Then you supplement the game plan with a little bit of passing to keep the defense honest. That's my point.
Nate, I think he knows how to run the ball. I have questioned in the past the game times you run the ball. You know, there are times when he should run the ball and he hasn't. I'll just give you this. When he had a good running back, a healthy running back, primo running back in Nick Chubb, last time he was healthy, Browns were, what, sixth in the NFL in rushing yards. And that... You had a good back, you used a good back, you knew when to run the ball. There are times when I think he should run the ball and he doesn't, and it's because of game script. And last week was one of them. Should have run the ball and he didn't.
This year, with this team, with the injuries and with an unconfident and inaccurate Deshaun, the only way to win games is to have an over 50% play call of runs. Dominate the game with runs.
Can't argue with you, Nate.
Nate, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. One of the other points that he made today during the press conference, he sounded more optimistic about Nick Chubb than I think I've heard in a while. Someone said, hey, is there any chance he's coming back next week? Because the 4 weeks will be up. You're going into week five. You're on the IR for 4 weeks. Now, all of a sudden, you have to make another decision on what you want to do with Nick Chubb. Do you want to keep him on the IR? That means he's out for another 4 weeks. You could bring him back to the active roster. That would take up a spot, but he'd be eligible to play over, you know, immediately if you wanted him to, or if you needed, you think he's 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away, they would have that. He just kind of said he's doing well. I was kind of surprised to even hear him say that. So
It was nice to hear, Andy. I just don't expect the guy to be back anytime soon. I'm being extremely cautious because I think he's a precious commodity. And there is, I mean, look what's happened when you've put a couple of offensive linemen on the field who are coming back from knee injuries.
Jed Wills, I mean, that was bad.
They haven't done well, and there have been issues. And, you know, Nick's not 24 years old anymore. You know, Nick is pushing 30. Man, you push 30, two devastating knee injuries in the same knee, just give him all the time he needs and then some. I'm just not hurrying him.
It looks like the whole, you know, the whole running back scenario is a little bit banged up this week, too, with Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong. But you also said, Jeff, let's just hold our breath on this and see what happens on Sunday to see if these guys can play. It's still early in the week, and maybe they're just getting the day off. Okay, we've got a lot more to talk about today. We're hopefully hearing from Deshaun Watson. If he speaks today in Berea, we will carry his press conference live. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit more about what Kevin Stefanski had to say. A ton of notes from what he said. It's funny, there are times you listen to him and you're like, did he actually say something? I think he did say a few things today. So we'll dive into a little bit more about that in a moment. 216-474-0092.